But we want to talk a little bit about, first of all, MSI again, because, you know, you do see MSI high in gastric cancer and PD-L1 level, which we haven't talked about much today, but intermittently we'll be talking about, particularly when we get to our lung cancer programs. And then, interestingly, HER2, we did breast cancer on Tuesday night. Of course, we spent half the time talking about HER2-positive breast cancer. One comment, maybe just to go back to Tammy about the second-line therapy. FOLFOX is often used first-line. But when we survey people right now, the most common second-line therapy that's utilized is ramucirumab, again, an anti-angiogenic with chemotherapy, specifically paclitaxel. Just kind of curious, Tammy, what kind of issues you run into with that combination in terms of tolerability, safety?
Neuropathy is the biggest issue and could sometimes even prevent us from even using a taxane second line, depending on how severe their neuropathy is from FOLFOX and how much FOLFOX they actually got. So I think that's probably the biggest issue with that second line, you know, a neurotoxic agent followed by a neurotoxic agent.
Wells, what about checkpoint inhibitors in metastatic gastroesophageal cancer? This is where PD-1 starts to come in. And can you talk a little bit about how you approach an esophageal cancer as opposed to a gastric cancer?
Absolutely. So it's hard to keep up with these studies because, first of all, nowadays they all have the same name and you just have to look at the number and kind of figure out what's going on. But one of the key things with gastroesophageal, you got to figure out, is it squamous cell or adeno? Because if it's squamous and the CPS score is greater than 10, you can use it second line. Adeno, you tend to use third line and above. Well, there's some trials coming out in this CPS score greater than 1. So those are a little bit different. CPS score is a way of monitoring or checking PD-L1 staining, not just on the tumor cells, but on the stromal cells and macrophages and things that are actually in there. That's why it's called combined. Just remember the C is combined. And so that'll remind you that it's not just the tumor cells they're looking at. They're actually looking at other cells as well. And so if you have a CPS score greater than 10 in pretty much any subset analysis you see in gastroesophageal cancer in a PD-1 therapy, you're going to find much more of a benefit. So that's why for squamous cell, on the label, CPS greater than equal to 10%. On the label for adeno, it's greater equal than 1%. If you see a CPS greater than 10, you're going to have more of a benefit. So if you're trying to weigh two different options, if you're thinking about Taxol, ramucirumab, or you know some other agent, but the CPS score is quite high, that's definitely going to make me think more of immunotherapy. If it's fairly low, if it's just barely 1%, probably not going to get quite that same benefit. Still labeled, but you might think about some other agents too. So that's kind of how I think about it as I separate these two. Squamous versus adeno, CPS score. And if it's high, that's good for immunotherapy. You're going to want to think about immunotherapy in that situation.
Just kind of curious, Philip, whether you've seen patients with metastatic gastric cancer have useful benefit from checkpoint inhibitor. Of course, some of them will have MSI high disease, and we know those people respond, but the ones who don't have MS stable, so to speak, Philip, where we start looking at PD-L1 levels, do you see effective responses? Do you see some patients who do well for a couple years, for example?
I personally haven't seen the couple of years yet, but I've seen patients who've been on it for many months, exceeding a year maybe, but I haven't really seen enough of the patients who I would say, yeah, I can see the 2 years in this situation. However, I've seen patients who stabilize, I've seen patients who respond, but I've seen patients who can be on it also a long time.
So, Philip, you know, we're going to talk in our lung cancer program about the fact that right now with lung cancer, the standard first-line treatment is chemo plus checkpoint inhibitor. They think about PD-1 as part of that decision. That's true of squamous, non-squamous, and now small cell. They all are getting checkpoint plus chemo. What about that kind of strategy? And we know we give chemo up front. What about that kind of strategy with gastric cancer, Philip?
Well, that has been tested in a randomized trial. And unfortunately, adding it to this standard chemotherapy didn't really work. It didn't add anything. So at this point in time, in gastric cancer, unlike the cancers you mentioned, we do not use the combination in the frontline. So we don't use combo of chemo plus immunotherapy in gastric cancer at all.